Some shuls never look finished. Yud Beis Menachemov, Tuesday the 24th of July, Rabbi Yehuda Wagshall, Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavono.
Today we're going to discuss a topic that's relevant to many, many mitzvahs, asay in the Torah. The topic is, as mentioned before, mitzvahs tzriches kavana. There's a machloikis in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavches, whether mitzvahs have to be done with kavana or not. The kavana we're dealing with, the Rishonim explain, a kavana to be yoytze the chiv. Do you have to be machavin, do you have to have in mind to be yoytze, to fulfill your chiv, by doing this mitzvah? Was it enough just to do the act of the mitzvah itself? The example that the Gemara talks about is a few examples. One of the examples is by tkiya shofar. Let's say somebody on Rosh Hashanah took a shofar and was tkiya l'shir. He was tkiya for the purpose of shir. He wanted to make some music. Rashi says l'shoyrer u'l'zameh. He wanted to make some music with the shofar, and the sounds that came out of it was the sounds of the Tkiya Shvarim and Shrua. And it was the proper sounds that came out of the Shofar. But he didn't do it for the purpose of the mitzvah. He just did it l'shir. But he heard it. He was Tekeya and he heard it. Is he yoytze his mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar? There's a machlekes in the Gemara. It's a machlekes amiroyim, a machlekes tanoyim, as to whether mitzvah is like tzriches kavana. One man domer holds, rabba holds, mitzvah is ain't tzriches kavana. And Tekeya l'shir is yoytze. And other man domer, Reb Zeira, others hold that mitzvah is tzriches kavana, and if you did it l'shir, you're not yoytze yechiv of tkiya shofar. Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Samach brings down both shitas. Yesh oimrin, had a paskin. Yesh oimrin, we paskin mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, and you're ready yoytze yechiv without the intention of being yoytze, as long as you did the act. And yesh oimrin mitzvahs tzriches kavana v'hachi hilchasa. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that mitzvahs are tzrichos kavana. And for all practical purposes, if someone did do the mitzvah without kavana to be yoytze, he was tekeya l'shir, he did it for the purpose of music, or let's say a lulav, he randomly picked up the arba minin without having in mind to be yoytze his chiv, if he wanted to move it from place to place, and he picked it up without any kavana to be yoytze, he has to do it again, because we pasken that mitzvahs are tzrichos kavana. Is a question, if one did that unintentionally, that he did pick up his arba minin, and without the intent of being yoytze his chiv, so he has to do it again, because mitzvah tzrichos kavana, does he make a brocha? Are we choshish for the shitas that really hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana, and you already fulfilled your chiv, and now it's extra to do it again? So there is a tzad not to make a brocha the second time, because we're choshish, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens, we're choshish for the shitas that hold also mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana. But the halacha, you have to do it again. If you picked up the lulav and esrog, and you didn't have in mind to be yoytze, you have to do it over again. Now, what I want to talk about specifically today is an issue that the Bir Halacha, Chavetz Chaim, brings down, an issue that comes out of this halacha. Generally speaking, when we talk about mitzvah tzriches kavono or not, we're not dealing with any isurim. We're dealing with whether you're a mekayim your mitzvah, someone who was tekeya l'shir. If mitzvah is tzriches kavana, there was no iser that was done. He just wasn't mekayim his chiv. He wasn't yoytze his chiv. And he has to blow the shofar again. Somebody who, maybe issue of muksa, but on Rosh Hashanah it's not really muksa. But I'm saying there was no iser in the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. Someone who picked up his lulav and esrog without kavana to be yoytze, there was no iser that was done. Lulav and esrog is not muksa on Yom Tov. And no isur was done whatsoever. He just wasn't mekayim his chiyav, and he must do it again. Lefi the halacha of mitzvah tzriches kavana. Generally speaking, we're not dealing with an isur. However, there's one situation of a mitzvah saseh that you did without kavana, that lefi the shita of mitzvah tzriches kavana, you were actually over an isur. What is that mitzvah? The Mishnah Berurah says it's the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah saseh When you have a talis or a beggar of arba kanfos, a four-cornered beggar, to have tzitzis on it. And that's a mitzvah. If a person wears a beggar with arba kanfos without tzitzis, not only does he not get the mitzvah, obviously, but it's usur. It's usur to wear a beggar of arba kanfos without tzitzis. That's being mevatel a mitzvah biyadayim. By putting on this arba kanfos without the tzitzis, that's being mevatel a mitzvah. That's breaking the mitzvah. And that's an iser. It's usur to go with a beggar of arba kanfos without tzitzis. So let's say somebody wears a beggar of arba kanfos, a four-cornered beggar with tzitzis, and he's not mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. He just puts on the beged without any kavona whatsoever. So the Bir Halacha says that there should be an issue, mitzvah srichas kavona, so he's not fulfilling his mitzvah. So it's as if he didn't put the tzitzis on the beged. So it's as if he's wearing a beged of arba kanfos without the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that's an iser. Not only is he not being yoytze his chiyav of tzitzis, he's actually being over an iser. Because even though there are tzitzis on his beged, but he's not being makayim. The Torah says, when you wear a beged of arba kanfos, be makayim on that beged mitzvah tzitzis. And you are not being makayim mitzvah tzitzis. There are tzitzis on the beged, but you're not being makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, because mitzvah shrichas kavana. So that's equivalent to wearing a beged without tzitzis at all. And therefore you'll be over an iser of wearing a beged without tzitzis, even though the tzitzis are there. But you're not being makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, so that's equivalent to wearing a beged without tzitzis at all. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Now, generally speaking, this is not so relevant. Because when a person puts on a talis, he generally makes a bracha. And if he makes a bracha, that's obviously that he's wearing this talis l'shem mitzvah. Why are you making a bracha? If you're wearing it for any other reason, you wouldn't make a bracha. So the etzen fact that he's making a bracha shows that this is l'shem mitzvah. So it's not so relevant. However, the Bir Halacha says sometimes it could be relevant. Let's say somebody walks into shul and he hasn't yet put on his talis, or he already took off his talis, or he's not davening there, and suddenly he's called for an aliyah. So he quickly grabs his talis, puts it on, and runs for the aliyah. Once he's so busy getting his aliyah, it's very doubtful that he's going to think about being the kind of mitzvah of tzitzis while he's putting on his talis. So the Bir Halacha says that's a major issue. You're putting on a talis, you're not making a bracha, you're just going up to the Torah, and you're not making a bracha, you're not being mechaven l'shem mitzvah. It comes out, you're wearing a beged of arba kanfos without fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, and mamele, you're over an iser. V'ha'oilem nechshalim b'zeh. Chavetz Chaim says people are nechshalim this, without realizing that not only are they not getting the mitzvah, they have an opportunity of the mitzvah of tzitzis, but they're actually being over in Isser. That's what the Bir Halacha says. And then he says, possibly we could be miyashev min ha'olam, and possibly saying that because when a person puts on a talis to go up to the Torah, he's just doing it for the covet of the Torah. He's not doing it because he wants to wear a beged now. It's for the covet of the Torah. And it's similar to somebody, let's say, who has a beged of arba kanfos, that he wants to sell it, or someone wants to buy it, and wants to try it on to see if it fits. He's not mechuyev to put on tzitzis then, because that's not a regular levisha. They're just trying on for the purpose of selling or for the purpose of buying. So a person is just putting it on, just not because he needs to wear that beggar now, just for the chavod of the Torah, possibly that's not mechayev and tzitzis. That's not a situation where the mitzvah of tzitzis applies, and therefore it would be okay. That's what but he's not sure about it. He's mesupik about it. He's come to me miyashiv. Maybe that's not a levisha that's chayev and tzitzis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says is a possibly common situation where this issue could come up. But not l'shem mitzvah. He's not mechaven at that moment l'shem mitzvah. He's putting it on because the minig is to go to the Torah with a talis, but not for the mitzvah of tzitzis. He's not coming to be mechaven for the mitzvah of tzitzis. This is relevant. This is relevant. In another situation also, not here in London, but it was just relevant 2 days ago in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. By Mincha and Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is really not so relevant, because anyway, we wear our talis and our tefillin then. But on a regular Tainas Tzibur, we in Eretz Yisrael, we the Kehanim, do Birchas Kehanim, we duchim by Mincha. without wearing a talus throughout the tefillah. So it's very common. I'm a kohen. I bring my own talus to shul. And when it's time for birchas kohenim, I will put on my talus and go to dochen. At that moment, actually, I knew this halacha, so I'm mechaven l'shem mitzvah and I make a bracha. But other people might just put on the talus and go up to do the nesias kapayim to dochen. That's a very, very common situation, just like over there in the Shabura. It's an issue. If you're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, I'm just doing it in order to be able to cover my hands when I dochen, that people shouldn't look. That's the reason why we wear a talus. So then, without being mechaven l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, it's possibly that he's getting this isser of wearing a beged of arba kanfas. So that's another. But lefi what the Mishnah Berurah explained, that possibly that's not a levisha. That's not the type of wearing that's mechayiv tzitzis. I'm not looking to wear the talus now. I'm just coming to cover my hands that people shouldn't see. Possibly also that wouldn't be mechayiv. But
when you put in the talis kodl, how does it? Your
Tarnish Kodesh. So that's what I'm about to say. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. He talks about when you're going up to the Torah. I spoke about now when you're putting on by in Eretz Yisrael, by Mincha, the time is Tzibur, when you put on your talus just for the Kayan puts on his talus just for the purpose of Duchening. But I was thinking, just like he mentioned, there's another issue. Every married man, so in the morning when we get dressed, we put on our talus katan and we don't make a bracha. And we come to shul and we make a bracha on the talus gadol. The reason is, even though people who don't put on a bracha, who doesn't put on a talus yet, he makes his bracha on his tzitzis right away in the morning, al mitzvah tzitzis. And we wait. The answer is because we wait for the talus gadol, which is more chashuv, to make the bracha then. And that's moitzi also for the talus katan. In theory, really, one is supposed to have that in mind. One is supposed to have, Mishbur Mikzah, you're supposed to have that in mind when you make your bracha on your talus gadol. To have in mind also your talus cotton that you're wearing already.
If you don't have it in mind, according to what you say, you'd be wearing it all day. Oh, and
this is the issue that I want to bring up. This is the issue I want to bring up. So if a person had it, but if a person did the right thing and he had it in mind, or somehow we say that when he makes the bracha, we assume that he has in mind the talus cotton also, for the rest of the day, I could deal with. But what about until you got to shul? From when you put on the talus in your house, till you got the shul, you did not make a bracha. So if you put it on the shem mitzvah, very nice. You got the mitzvah tzitzis. You didn't make the bracha yet. We delay the bracha till the talus gadol. But many people, I assume, put on their tzitzis, don't think twice, and they just come to shul and make the bracha. So in between getting dressed in the morning and coming to shul and making the bracha on the talus gadol, l'chayru we should have this issue that there's a levisha of arba kanfos without a kiyum of the mitzvah of tzitzis, which the Mishnah Berurah equates to wearing a beged without tzitzis at all. And Mamela, not only are we not getting the mitzvah, there's the issue of an iser. And over here we don't have the Mishnah Berurah's etzah, that you're not wearing it l'shem levisha. You're putting it on as part of your clothing in the morning. It's certainly l'shem levisha. It's a regular levisha. That's mechayev and tzitzis.
It's obviously exactly for mitzvah, as you would put exactly.
Oh, very good. Very good. So that's that brings us to a chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah also speaks about, not in relationship to this topic of tzitzis. He speaks about it in general. It brings a chayodam that even if we pass in a mitzvah at tzriches kavana, if a person does a mitzvah in a situation where it's obvious that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah, there's no other reason why he's doing it. Even if he didn't think about l'shem mitzvah at that point, he didn't think about being mitzvah chiyuv. That's enough. As long as it's self-understood, it's a very bechiddush. Mitzvah strichas kavana, that means it needs your chavon, it needs your intent to be yotze the mitzvah. The Chayodim says, he says not lechatchila to rely on this, but the Chayodim does say that if a person does a mitzvah in a way that it's obvious he's doing the mitzvah, for example, tkiya shofar. Someone's in shul on Rosh Hashanah, and they stop the davening to blow the shofar. Why is he doing this? It's obvious that's not for shir. In the middle, it's not for singing a song. In the middle of davening, it's obvious for the mitzvah. So even if somebody didn't think b'shas the tkiya shofar, then I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. He's anyway yotze because the situation, the surroundings, are mechiach show that it's l'shem mitzvah. So even if you didn't think about it, it's okay. People don't rely on that before tkiya shofar. The Gabbai announces everyone should mechayim l'shem mitzvah, because l'chadchil you're not supposed to rely on that. But b'dieved yoytze, who adin, there's a mitzvah saseh to say Shema every morning. If someone wasn't mechaven before he says Shema during davening, l'chadchil you're supposed to, before he says Shema, I'm doing it to be mechayim the mitzvah saseh of Kriya Shema. If someone did not have that in mind, the Chayyadim says, b'di'evet, you're yoitza. Why? For the same reason. Why are you saying Shema over here in the middle of davening? You said two brachas before. Why are you saying Shema? The situation, the surroundings, make it obvious that it's l'shem mitzvah. So even without the kavanah mefureshes, it's still considered like mitzvah is tzriches kavanah. So like the oilam here was timing very correctly. That our beged of arba kanfas, our talis cotton that we put on, is not fashionable. It's not because it looks nice and it's not part of our regular levush. The only reason why we're wearing this beged is only to be machayev ourselves in tzitzis. So it's very possible that one could apply over here the chayodim, that because it's obvious from this, why are we wearing this beged? We're only wearing it for the purpose of mitzvah, so even if you didn't think about that, lehedya, but because the matziv shows that it's l'shem mitzvah, that would satisfy the din of mitzvah srichas kavana. That's very possible. So we really dealt with, first of all, the chiddush of the bir halacha, that if someone wears a beged with arba kanfos, with tzitzis, but is not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, it's equivalent to wearing a beged without tzitzis at all, which is the issue of iser. And there's three situations that we discussed. Someone who's running to be oyla l'toira, he quickly puts on his talis without thinking. We gave the example, birchas koyanim, by mincha, and a time of sibur in Eretz Yisrael, we don't wear a talis, but you take your talis to shul and you just put it on for that. If you want mecham l'shem mitzvah, possible issue. We dealt with it. And now this issue of the talis katan every morning, before we make the brach on the talis gadol. Also an issue which we dealt with also, maybe you could apply the chiddush of the chayodim. What I want to discuss with the oilam over here is another possible idea about this whole thing of mitzvah sriches kavana in relevance to the mitzvah of tzitzis. And it's a little bit totally in the depth of the inyan of mitzvah sriches kavana, the sugyas ha-gemara in Rosh Hashanah, is as follows. L'fi the man the Omer who holds mitzvah sriches kavana, so, why does a mitzvah need a kavana? What is the idea of mitzvah sriches kavana? I did the mitzvah even without kavana. So the simple pshat is, yes, you did the act of the mitzvah, you blew the shofar, you took the lulav, you wore the tzitzis, but there's a t'nai, there's a condition, that the only way you fulfill that chiyuv, your yoytzer yedei chayvosai, is only with kavana. Without kavana, the maisa was done. But you're not yoytzer with just the maisa. There's a halacha, there's a t'nai, there's a condition that you could only be yoytzer your chiyuv with this maisa if you had kavana. That's the simple pshat. But I'm going to show you in a moment from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that there's a deeper pshat to this. The pshat is that it's not the pshat that if you did a maisa mitzvah without kavana, you're missing the condition to be yoytzer your chiyuv. There's something more than that. When a person blew a shofar l'shem shir, in order to play an instrument for the music of it, he blew a shofar. When he did it l'shem mitzvah, the maisa itself takes on a different definition. This is not stam tkiya. The kavana makes it a tkiyas mitzvah. It's a different type of a maisa. It's the same physical maisa, but if you want to be able to label what is this act, is this an act of shir? Is this an act of zemer? Or is this an act of mitzvah? The kavana defines the act as an act of mitzvah. When the Torah says there's a mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, the mitzvah is not just to hear a horn blowing, a shofar blowing. You must hear it from a tkiyas mitzvah. The kavana defines the maisa as a maisa mitzvah. And otherwise, without kavana, it's missing the maisa itself. The first way we explained was the maisa tkiyah, whether it's l'shir or whether it's l'mitzvah, is identical. It's a tkiyah of a shofar. There's a rule that you only yotze if you have that in mind. What we're saying now, this deeper pshat, which I'll show it from the Gemara in a moment, is that without kavana, the maisa is defined as something else. We don't define this act as a tkiyas mitzvah. It's not a tkiyah, it's a tkiyah of zemer. A tkiyah of zemer is the wrong tkiyah. It's not the right tkiyah that I'm not yotze with. It's the wrong tkiyah. The tkiyah that I'm yotze with is exclusively a tkiyah of mitzvah. Could I see the difference physically between a tkiyas mitzvah or not? No. But my kavana defines this ma'isa. How do I label this ma'isa? A tkiyas zemer or a tkiyas mitzvah? The kavana defines it as a tkiyas mitzvah. And I'll show you where this is relevant. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah something very interesting. By tkiya shofar, there's the tkiya, the person who blows the shofar, and the one who hears the tkiya. The ikar mitzvah is the shmiya. The shmoya kol shofar is our bracha. The ikar mitzvah is the shmiya of the kol shofar. But the shmiya shofar has to be from a tkiya of mitzvah. Now listen to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, let's say the Baal Tekeya, the Tekeya was Mechavin Lashir, and the Shemeya was Mechavin LaMitzvah. He was Mechavin to do Zemer. He says, oh, he's doing the right sounds. I'll be Mechavin to be Yotze my Chiyuv. The Gemara says that he's not Yotze. Neither are Yotze. The Tekeya is not Yotze, and the Shemeya is not Yotze. The Tekeya is not Yotze, obviously, because Mitzvah is Srichas Kavana. But why is the Shemeya not Yotze? The Shemeya was Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah. Why can't the one who heard? I heard Tkiya Shofar L'Shem Mitzvah. I fulfilled all the conditions. The answer is, like we're saying, the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar is not just to hear these sounds, it's to hear it from a Tkiyas Mitzvah. If the Tkiya was not Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, how do we define this act? It's defined as a Tkiya Shir, as an instrument. It's not defined as a Tkiyas Mitzvah. Hearing a tkiya that's not a tkiyas mitzvah, even if you are mechavin l'shem mitzvah, the kavana of the shemeya can't define the ma'isa. Only the kavana of the tkiya could define it. And because the baal tkiya was not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, that's not a valid act of tkiya. We see from over here the idea of mitzvah srichas kavana is not just the ma'isa was good, but I can't be yotze. The kavana defines the very ma'isa itself. And this has a very big nafkamina. I'm going to tell you now a chiddush from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Koyvet Shiurim in Ksubas. Rabbi Chanan says a chiddush. This is also very relevant in many, many cases. In mitzvah saseh of the Torah, we find two types of mitzvah saseh. For example, the mitzvah of lulav. What is the purpose? What is the ikar of the mitzvah? The act itself. This act doesn't cause any result. Nothing comes out of this act. The act itself is the ma'isa, is the mitzvah. That I took the lulav of the arba minim. Shofar also. You blow a shofar, something happens from it. No. The mitzvah itself is just the act of tkiya, the act of shmiya, of the shofar. Many mitzvahs, the ikar of the mitzvah is just the act. But there are mitzvahs that the ikar of the mitzvah is not the act. The ikar of the mitzvah is the result. For example, L'fi those that learn there's a mitzvah saseh to be makadosh isha, to marry a woman. What is the ma'isa? What does the Torah want? The act of putting the ring on her finger? No. That act causes a result. That she's your wife. You have a wife now. That's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants the result. Another example. Pruravu. What is the ikar? The ikar of the mitzvah is the result. Not the ma'isa that brings to the pruravu. The ikar mitzvah is that you have the children. It's the result that comes out of it. So there are those mitzvahs that the ikar is just the act. Nothing comes out of shaking a lulav. It's just that. That's what it is itself. And there are other mitzvahs that the mitzvah is the result. The act just brings to the result. And the result is like the kinyan of kiddushin. The result is the children from mitzvahs pruravu. But the ikar is the result. The ma'isa is just a way to get to that result. The Torah is not so interested in the ma'isa. What the Torah wants is the result. Says Rabbi Chanan, what's that?
Somebody has pruravu, and it's no children result. He hasn't been
mekayem. No. He tried. He tried to, but he has not been mekayem the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is not that act. The mitzvah is the result. That's the ikar what the Torah wants. Therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, a very bechiddush. The whole topic of mitzvah's trichos kavana is only applicable to a mitzvah where the ikar is the act. The act of shofar, the act of lulav, the act of matzah. Nothing results in that. The ikar is the act itself of the eating. The mitzvah is no result coming out of it. Over there, there's a rule of mitzvah's trichos kavana. However, any mitzvah that the ikar of the mitzvah is the result, then even if you did it without kavana, as long as the result was achieved, you're yoytze the mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Chanan says, and he doesn't explain. The way we're explaining it makes a lot of sense. Because the ikar inyan of mitzvah striches kavana is to define that act as an act of mitzvah. A tekiah, it's not stam a tekiah of shir, it's a tekiah of mitzvah. It's not stam a carrying a lulav, it's a netilah shel mitzvah. It's not stam an achila of matzah, it's an achila of mitzvah. The kavana defines the maisa. When the Torah wants the maisa, the Torah wants the maisa to be defined as a maisa mitzvah. But when the Torah is not really interested in the maisa, the maisa is just a chatimsa, is just a means to reach a certain goal. Even if that maisa is not accurately defined as a maisa mitzvah, who cares? As long as I have the result, that's what makes sense, that's what's important. And even if the maisa was not done as a maisa mitzvah, that doesn't bother us bechlal. So the whole inyan of mitzvah sriches kavana is only relevant to a maisa, that the mitzvah is the maisa itself. Any mitzvah, that the ikar is the result, over there we don't have the rule of mitzvah sriches kavana. That's what Rabbi Chanan explains, and we explained it, the fidus understanding, this deeper understanding of mitzvah sriches kavana. Oh, 1 second.
If you give money to an oddie...
Beautiful. I'm going to talk about that in 1 moment, okay?
Even if you don't want to give it to him, he's got it.
Yes, beautiful. I'll talk about it in 1 moment. It's a beautiful topic. I plan on speaking about it. Hopefully time will allow it. That's a beautiful topic. Well, so first tzitzis, and then we're going to get to tzedakah. That's the yesod of Rabbi Chanan. Now here's tzitzis. What is the mitzvah of tzitzis? What is the mitzvah of tzitzis? It's interesting. The Torah says, what's that? Right, that's the reason behind the mitzvah of tzitzis. But what I want to show is like this. In the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Torah says, "V'asu lachem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyim." It's mashma in the pasuk, and poskim say this as well. The ikar mitzvah is not the levisha. It's not putting on the tzitzis, putting on the begin with the tzitzis. The ikar mitzvah is putting on the strings, putting on the tzitzis itself. If you're wearing a beged of arba kanfos, you're about to wear a beged of arba kanfos, the Torah is mitzava, put tzitzis. Va'osu lochem tzitzis al ganfei bigdeyim. Gedilim tasa lochal arba kanfos kesuscha. That's what the Torah says. Make the gedilim, make the tzitzis. The ikra mitzvah is the act of making of the tzitzis. However, our bracha that we make is what? Lis'atef batzitzis. Which is speaking about the levisha of the tzitzis, not the making of the strings. I think it's very possible to say that the mitzvah of tzitzis, how would you term the mitzvah of tzitzis? We said there's two kinds of mitzvahs, two categories. There's like lulav, shofar, which is the act itself, and then there's puravu, kedushin, which is the result. What about tzitzis? Is it the act of either putting on the beged, or the act of putting on the strings, or is the mitzvah the result? The way we're saying it's very possible to say that by tzitzis, the ikar mitzvah is the result. If you learn that the mitzvah is putting on the beged, that's the act of putting on the beged, possibly. But the mitzvah is not putting on the beged. The mitzvah is putting on the strings. The Torah wants you to put on the strings in order to have a beged that has tzitzis. So the mitzvah is the result. Put on the strings of the beged, onto the beged, in order that you should be misatef betzitzis. For the result, that's the ikar mitzvah. So does the inyan of mitzvah striches kavana apply by the mitzvah of tzitzis lefizeh? No. Because mitzvah striches kavana only applies where the ikar mitzvah is the act. If the mitzvah is the result, Rabbi Chanan says there is no rule of mitzvah striches kavana. And Rabbi Chanan says lefizeh possibly, he doesn't explain it fully, I'm trying to give some hesber, he comes to argue on the Mishnah Berurah. What the Mishnah Berurah says is an issue that if you put on your talis without kavana, you're not yotzei your chiyuv. No. Because that's only by mitzvahs where the ikar is the act itself. Over here, the mitzvah is the result, so there's no issue whatsoever, even without kavana. As long as you resulted in having a begin with arba kanfos, you're yotzei lechatchila your mitzvah.
And you have kavana,
A seller?
Yes, yes, yes.
No, no, also not. If you did it without kavana, the fi the mishaburet, you need to. But if you did it without kavana, lefi Reb Elchanan, what we're saying now, you're fine. Because as long as it resulted, just like maybe there's an inyan to do it, l'shem mitzvah, it's a nice thing. But you're yotze. Just like if a person did pru revu without thinking l'shem mitzvah, he's yotze. He was makadosh ish without thinking l'shem mitzvah. He's yotze because it's the result. L'fi the way Reb Elchanan says. Now, just do I have a moment to see about Kabat Stoker? Mila is a big shayla. Bad of the Minchas Chinuch. I don't have time to talk about that now. Mila is a big shayla. Could be by Mila also. There's two parts. The Minchas Chinuch said there's two parts of the mitzvah. The act itself is a mitzvah, and the result that he's mole. But if there is also an aspect of the ma'isa itself is part of it, then you wouldn't need kavana l'kulei alma. But yes, that's a very good example. What he mentioned now, I'll mention for a moment about tztaka, is a very, very fascinating topic. In the mitzvah of tztaka, someone comes, he wants tztaka, and you give him some money, or lav dafka tztaka, any chesed that we do with another yid, is there a din of mitzvah sriches kavana? Do you have to have kavana? Let's say you gave tztaka, just you saw you felt bad for him, you gave him money, you didn't think about a mitzvah. Were you makayim the mitzvah of tztaka? Or mitzvah is shriches kavana? What? Oh. So, that's what he mentioned before, very nice. Pashtus. What's the mitzvah of tztaka? The act or the result? So, obviously, everyone will say here, that's the pashtus, the result, as long as he has his money. And I saw in a sefer, of Rabbi Aaron Yachman Zatzal, there's a sefer, he has shiurim on the sechtes yivamas. And in one of the shiurim, he brings down a story that happened with him when he was sitting and learning with Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Rashi Vasmir Zatzal. He was learning with Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and an ani came into the room where they were learning, and he asked for tztaka. So I don't remember if it was Reb Aaron or Reb Chaim took out a little money, and inadvertently, without thinking, with his left hand was about to give him the money, and Kederech of Yushalayim Raniyim said, "Miderech tehent." Don't give me with your left hand. Do it with your right hand. Because as the inyan a mitzvah, you're supposed to be makayim with your right hand. You're supposed to be makayim a mitzvah with the right hand. So be makayim a mitzvah with your right hand. Yeah. So he listened to the ani, and again, after he walked out, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz told the Baron, mitzvah stoka you don't have to do with your right hand. Why? Because the only mitzvahs you have to do with your right hand is a mitzvah that the ikar is the act. The Torah is interested in the act. So do the act in a respectful way with your right hand. The act of lulav, the ikar of we take in our right hand. Shofar, do with your right hand any mitzvah that the mitzvah is the act itself. However, tztaka, like everyone here is saying, the mitzvah is not the act. The mitzvah is he has the money. So who cares if you give it with your right hand or your left hand? There's no akpada in the act itself. Therefore, mitzvah tztaka, you can be makayim lechatchila, you don't have to be mahader to give it with your right hand. That's what it says in that story. Right? Also, correct? Correct? I don't know if you're makayim the mitzvah stoker there, but you definitely get schar. So that's what Reb Chaim Shulevitz said. A chiddush legavi giving with the right hand. Another relevant topic about this inyan, if the mitzvah is the result or the mitzvah is the act itself. I just want to say, I saw brought down once, I think, B'shem B'shloch HaKadosh, I didn't have a chance to look it up right now, but he says you're supposed to get stoker with your right hand. You are supposed to give, and that's the minigah ha'olam, right? To give with your right hand. Reb Chaim says, you don't need to. I want to maybe say a point, which is a very, very relevant topic. Why tztaka maybe does have to be given with the right hand? The mitzvah of tztaka, as I thought also, and everyone here thought right away, the ikar mitzvah is the result. Because we're giving tztaka for the ani, as long as he should have his needs supplied. That's the problem. He's lacking. Let's supply him with his needs. There's many, many sources to say that there's something deeper in the mitzvah of tztaka and chesed, which is very important for someone who has the schus to give to know about it. I'll give an example. It's in the mitzvah of chesed in the Torah, there's a mitzvah, for example, of prika and tehina. What's prika and tehina? If you see somebody going with his chamor, with his shor, roivetz tachas masoi, has burden packages on its back, and it's gonna buckle under the weight, help him to take off in order to ease the weight off the back of the chamor. Or ti'ina, if someone is loading up his chamor and you see him, pass by, help him out. help him, mitzvah prika and mitzvah te'ina. The Torah says this mitzvah is not only by your friend who you love so much. Kisira shor soin acha. If you see the shore of your enemy, roivetz tachas masoi, v'chadalto la'azoiv loy. You're not going to help him? Azoiv tazoiv imoi. Help him out. And that's a mitzvah of chesed. Even for your enemy. What's the mitzvah for your enemy? My enemy. I don't want to help him. I don't want to help him at all. Torah says, nevertheless, do it anyway. There's a fascinating lashon of targum. Targum unkus. Torah says, v'chadalto me'azav loy, azoif tazoif imoy. The Targum says as follows. Mishbak tishboik, leave. Azoif tazoif, like azoif can mean help, azoif can mean leave. Leave. Mishbak tishbak madbelibach alohi. Leave your ill feelings on the side. Give away your ill feelings. Feel positive towards him. And help him out. And help him with his packages. The Torah is metzavos when we help him. Not to stay in our sinner, I hate him, but the Torah says I have to do it, I'm going to do it anyway. What could I do? No. Give up your ill feelings towards him. Now, that's true. It's very important not to hate people. Don't hate people, it's very important. But what does that have to do with this mitzvah? This mitzvah is a mitzvah to help him. Even if you hate him, help him. Why does the Torah stick into this mitzvah? You must rid yourself of the sinner and then help him out. Why? The mitzvah is to help him. There's another issue in a different mitzvah of not hating him. The answer is as follows. The reason why the Torah is mitzvah us to do chesed, to give tzedakah, is not just for him that his need should be met. The reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Yidden to be one unit. Not to be separate, him, there, everyone's living their own lives. Hashem wants to connect us, to unite us as one unit. Feel someone else's pain, feel his loss, feel his lacking, and therefore help him out. In the mitzvah of halva, the Torah says, "Im kesef talva es oni, es ha'oni imcha." Es ha'oni imcha, says Rashi. What's the words es ha'oni imcha? When someone comes to take a loan from you, don't just give it to him. Make believe, feel in your eyes as you're the one in need. Realize the embarrassment, what it means to have to ask for a loan. That you can't manage yourself, feel his pain and give him. Why? He needs a loan, give him a loan. But what have to feel his pain? Because if you just give him the loan without feeling his pain, you're two separate individuals. That's very nice. I'm not saying it's not nice, it's very nice. But that's not the goal of chesed. The goal of chesed is to unite us as one unit. And therefore the Torah says, if you're just going to help him out with his packages while you're hating him, you did something. But you didn't do the ikar. That's not the goal of chesed. The goal of chesed is to unite you, to feel his pain. That's the goal of the mitzvah of chesed. It says in the Gemara, in Elam Metzias, we have to finish? Okay, fine. So that's the main yesod. So that's the yesod. So tzedakah possibly is not only for the benefit of the receiver, it's for you too. So possibly that's why tzedakah has to be done with the right hand. Cult of...